Okay, we start the Mishnah on Yud Aleph. Prime on Kinyan Dalet Amis. We spent time making a chatzer, and now we spend have a sugi about chatzer she'ena mishtameres, which is a third variation of a very similar, maybe even identical kinyanim. The Mishnah strangely enough, the Mishnah doesn't explain. Without the Gemara, we wouldn't know what the case of the Mishnah is. Ra isan rotzen achar metziya. Achar tzvishavo or achar gazolo shalai parku. V'omar zachsali sadi. Zachsali. Mishnah says that a kinyan chatzer works if it's a tzvishavo. What's a tzvishavo? So Taisa says that it means that you could grab it. Any tzvi that you could grab is a tzvi shavur, if you wanted to. So then you're kind of without grabbing it. Zachsali sadeh, zachsalai. Haya tzvi rotz kedarkai. A gezeles mafrichin. Vam zachsali sadeh, lo yamaklub. If it's a tzvi that's running normally, the Taisa says, hu adin afil tzvi shavur. If you can't catch it. So in those cases, lo yamaklub, then you're not kind of. What is the case of Mishnah? What type of kinyan? So the first line of the Gemara says, "Amri Yehuda Mishmuel Vohu Sha'imi B'Tzatzadeyu." It means the man is standing B'Tzatzadeyu. V'Tikni Leisadeyu. Amri Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Zeyu Shalom Leishalom Midaitai. Ani Mili B'Chatzam Mishtameres Al B'Chatzam She'ena Mishtameres Yem B'Tzatzadeyu In Ilai Lai. So I don't know why the Mishnah didn't explain clearly, but the Gemara explains the Mishnah that it's talking by a Chatzam She'ena Mishtameres, which is not kind of for a person Shalom Midaitai. And so now we come to a new shayla of kinyanim. We had chatzah mishtameres, a typical chatzah. We had dalet amis b'shasarabim, which is the other extreme. So the tzidei b'shasarabim. Now we have something in between. It's private property. It belongs to an individual. But it's ena mishtameres. It's not something that's shomer by itself. So if he's ami b'tzatzadeyu, then it's kind. So the first thing is Taisus. Machlekes Rishayim Taisus Dibur Amaskel Zach Salai. The first Machlekes in the Sugya has to do with this Taisus. Taisus says, Nira, Afal Gav Deloy Oma Zach Salai. Zach Salai. The Zach Salai. Who says you need an Amira? The Mishnah's Lashon was an Amira. But who says you need an Amira? The Gemara in Daf Yud was talking about what? Was it talking about an Yud? It wasn't talking about a Chatzah Shein HaMishtameres. It was talking about the Dalet Amis on Daf Yud. And we said over there, the Gemara said it like a Pshitas, that you don't need an Amir. I want to say over there it's different because he was Megalas Das. That's not true. The whole Gemara is Mashma that Nefila is Goli Daite. He doesn't want to be kind of a Dalaram. So why does the Mishnah say that he said it? Because of the Seifa, I feel Amar Kivin Deratz Kedarka Lekon. So Taisa Shita is that a Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres does not need an Amira. That you don't have to say an Amira, it's good enough. Just like a Chatzah is kind of Shalom Yidaitai, the same thing, a Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres, Lame B'tzida is also kind of without an Amira. The Grot Sechin Suen, we had looked at this Grot once before. Aval Haramba Michalek, Bein Dalet Amis V'Chatzah Mishtameres, that they do not need an Amira, L'Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres. The Gros says that the Rambam argues with Taisvis. The Rambam Shita is that in Ochinami, Dalet Amis, O'Chatzah Mishtameres, does not need an Amira. And Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres does need an Amira. It's different. So Mela Taisvis Raya falls away. Taisvis whole Raya is Gebayt, on a sugya that's talking about Kiyan Dalet Amis. So Dalet Amis doesn't need an Amira. Mashayin Ken, Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres does need an Amira.
According
to Tarshish,
how
can
the Gemara understand from our Mishnah
about Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres? Only the Kabbalah. Only Baal Peh. Tarshish Baal Peh. because the Mishnah itself is open to many interpretations. It's not for the Gemara.
I say according to the Rambam, other Mishnayim who say Zafsala is Dafka, why is Zafsala? Why did the Amira? Must be talking about Chasam
Shemer. Okay, it's not clear. It's talking about Mibitzidai. Maybe Chasam Shemer and Amira is good enough. I mean, this is all the pratim we have to take from the Gemara. I don't know that we would see it from the Mishnah itself, but it's not machlokes in the Gemara, so we're working straight with the way the Gemara interprets the Mishnah. The question is the Svaras HaRambam: why should you need an Amira if Chatzah doesn't need, Chatzah Mishtameres doesn't need, and Dalai Amis doesn't need? Why should a Chatzah She'ina Mishtameres? Why should that dafka need Dalai Amis? So the Ran in the back, the Mukhi Yosef in the back, brings a pshat b'shem the Ran here on this Mishnah, and listen to his hesber. Again, the question is why a chatzah she'ina mishtameres should be different than anything than the other chatzeres. So the Mukhi Yosef brings Kasav HaRan. The dafka da amahachi, the dafka di an amira, shekiva shetzvi vegeizolais halalu mahalchim hein. Since the Mishnah is talking about a deer or about birds which are moving, kol shehu misayrer l'knaisam mishtamrim hein loy. Only if the owner is misayrer to be kind of them, then they're shama. Kiva di iratzach rei magian. Since he can catch them, because he's a gemar. If he's not thinking about them, he doesn't say anything about them, even if he's what does it sound like? What's the Mukhiyasa Svara? Mukhiyasa is saying, why do you need an Amira according to the Rambam? Why should you need Amira? He says, since the birds and the tzvi, all right, the tzvi is shavur, but it's still moving. So since it's moving, and you can grab it if you think about it, if you want it. So if you say something, you're showing you're interested in it, so that's called yachol lahagia, that you can get it. But, Eli, if you're not thinking about it, you don't show that you're thinking about it, you're saying something about it, so then it's not shavur. What's strange about the Mukhi Yosef? Why was he not answering the question?
The question was, it should automatically be kind. And the answer is that it's not automatically safe. He didn't give an answer why. He didn't give his reason. What's the difference between Mishtameres?
All right. He didn't, what?
What's the difference between Mishtameres? Mishtameres also.
All right, you're all saying that he didn't give a full reason. The Mukhi Yosef's reason is, since the birds could run away, the birds could run away, therefore you have to say something. So it doesn't really, in a way, it doesn't really answer the question, because by Chotza HaMishtameres, why don't you need an Amira? Why don't you need an Amira by Chotza HaMishtameres? That Tzvi could run out of a Chotza HaMishtameres too. That's one problem. There's a second problem, which is the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, which it says on the side here, Ayin Kesef Mishnah. He says, one minute, this pshat of the Mukhi Yosef is good by birds and deer. But Chos Hashayna Mishtameres is not only birds and deers, it has to do with Chafetzim also. There are objects which could blow into a Chatzar, could fall into a Chatzar, which are not animate objects, which are things that just sit still. So that, you'll tell me the Rambam only needs Amira by such things like a Tzvi and Geislais?
Same
way. Is that true? One second. Is that true? The Rambam says it in the Rambam. He's not going on the Mishnah of Tzvi and Geislais. He just says, Chazish HaMeinah Mishtameres is kinda. He doesn't say, die an example of birds and pigeons, dafk. So that, it's a little strange to say this hesber on something which is limited. If it would be in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis is one thing. But the Rambam says it in Halacha, which is not limited to Tzvi and Geislais, it applies to everything. But Yanki's saying that however it came in, it could go out. If it blew in, it could blow out. The Nachinami. It's limited. What you're still saying is this is limited to such items that can get away. They could either blow out, or they could. But let's say it's something which was dropped. What?
Everything that was kicked in,
or a guy dropped it inside, let's say, an Aveda. So then you would say that the halacha is different. Now that's a chiddush in halacha, which doesn't say.
You say you need ayin to tatzadeo, so what does that mean? You need to have das on the thing itself. Tatzadeo is not the fact that it's just there. The whole point is that that's part of the amira.
So you're saying a second hezbo, not in Muki Yosef. You're not explaining the Muki Yosef. You're saying a hezbo, which could be true independent of Muki Yosef. Right? But you're saying it's not what the Muki Yosef is saying. Okay, but what you're saying would be an easier way. All right, the Muki Yosef learns, and I don't know any poskim that bring this la'alacha, that this whole din of the Rambam, you need an amira, is by things that could get away. The things that can't get away, apparently the Muki Yosef holds that you don't need an amira. So I don't believe that the Pais can bring such a chilek. It would seem that they hold more in line with the Svara, which maybe is a more Pashta Svara, that the reason in Amira is to show your das. It's a chatz sheinu mishtameres. So you need it to show your das, that you want your chatz to be kaina, that it's mishtameres for this. Right? The chatz itself is ainu mishtameres. So what does standing there help? Standing there helps only if you make it, if you're, by your standing there, you are able to grab the thing. So that requires that you should want to grab the thing. It somehow lives in your das. I'll tell you what's my eras to this is the Ritva. The Ritva on the Mishnah, he has the kasha that... Taisis Kasha, that on Daf Yudam and Aleph, it said, Kilo Yomer Mayhavi. And Daf Yudam and Aleph, it says, what do you need Amira for? It said it like such a double Pashit. What do you need Amira for? Kilo Yomer Mayhavi. If you don't say, who cares? And Mashiach came over here, and suddenly we say, you have to have an Amira, the Rambam learns. So the Ritva says, this Svara, which Taisis mentions, that the Rambam holds, that on Daf Yud, where you fall on it, you're showing that you're thinking about it, you're showing that you're interested in it, so there you're kind of without Amira. What do you need Amira for? Here, where the person didn't fall on it, he has to show he's interested in it. So Amira is a way of showing I'm interested. I don't have to do an Amira. I could lie on it, I can do other things to show that I'm focused on it. The whole point is that I have to show my Das for it. And that's why I need Amira to be as a Gili Das. That's what it seems from the Ritva. So that appears to be the Shitas HaRambam. Again, the Ritva does compare it to the Dalet Amis. He says Dalet Amis is the same. Right? The Gros Lashon is Dalet Amis is different. The Gros say, the Ritva is saying it's the same. By Dalet Amis, you have to show you're interested. You have to fall on it or something. And the same thing by Echad Sheinu Mishtameres. Which again is all in the Rambam Shita, not in Taisvis Shita. A third approach that we had was in the Stipler. When the Stipler talked about the idea that a chotzer, if a chotzer is mishum shliach, it needs a mini shlichus. That a chotzer needs that you're memaneh to be a shliach. The Stipler said that every chotzer, why is a chotzer kainu shloi midaitai? It's an automatic mina shlichus. Every time a person buys a chotzer by its nature is a place you keep things. Anybody buys a chotzer, he wants the chotzer to hold his things. It's a very, It's included. He called it an ansadi. It's included in buying a chatzah. If you buy a chatzah, you want it to be your shliach to hold things for you. So Stipler brought from the Machne Ephraim, who explained the Rambam, Why, by a chotze she'ena mishtameres, do you need an amira? So the Machta Frayim asks, why do you need an amira for? He answers that the chotze she'mishtameres is automatically your shliach to be kind of things. Because people keep things in a chotze mishtameres, in a safe chotze, you keep things. In a chotze she'ena mishtameres, people don't keep things. So there's no minu shlichus. You never appointed it to be your shliach, so to speak. So the amira of the Rambam, that's a minu shlichus. You're appointing your chatzah to be a shliach for you. You're saying, I want the chatzah to hold things for me. And that, at least the way the Stipel explained the Machta Frayim, is a minu shlichus. And therefore, it works. The amira works that the chatzah should be kind of for you. So it comes out, we have three sort of different angles to look at this. Either in Luki Yosef, that you need an Amira to show that you want to hold something which could run away. Or the Ritva, who seems to say you need it just a Gili Das, that you're interested in Kinyanin. Or the Machna Frayim, who says that you need what he called the Amina Shlichus. Either way, the three versions are very similar idea. That a Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres is not automatic. It needs a certain aspect of Gili Das of the Bialim in order for it to work. All right, so this is the Machlaikis, Taisis in the Rambam, the Kashtei. Machlaikis if a Chatz Shele Mishtameres, how a Chatz Shele Mishtameres is kind. Rav Shimon, in the beginning of Simon Yudal, and he goes off into other things in the whole piece, but in the very first paragraph of Simon Yudal, he has a chakira, basically two ways to understand the sugya of Chatzah Sheina Mishtameres. And Stam, it touches on a lot of the sveikas that come up in Din by Chatzah Sheina Mishtameres. The question is this. We know there's a kinyan chatzah. A kinyan chatzah is a kinyan d'oraisa. A kinyan chatzah is not a kinyan d'alei hamis. It's min ha-Torah. Chatzer sholem is kinyan olam. We want to have psukim. Now we understand the Torah is talking by a chatzah mishtamera. So the Torah said, Gagai chatzer, grafifa minayi, and tamad loimer, v'nasan b'yada, it's talking about something that's mishtamer. However we know it. We shine and we have l'shainis, but certainly it's talking about a chatzah mishtamer. When we come along, now, if you would just learn that sugya, a chatzah she'ena mishtameres is nothing. It's just not kind. That's the way I would have understood. It has to be dumya di yodai, and it has to be mishtamer. My yodai is mishtamer, afchatzer is mishtamer. So if I would have not learned this sugya, if this blot wouldn't exist, we would say, look, a chatzah mishtameres is kaina. Chatzah she'ena mishtameres, I never heard of it. It's not kaina. There's no such kinyan. If you have a front yard in front of your house, that's an open area, so it's not kind of for you. Finished. Asugi says that Chatzah Sheina Mishtameres is kind. You could learn this sugya two ways. You could learn, no, that really there's no such thing as a Chatzah Sheina Mishtameres being kind. Chatzah Sheina Mishtameres is never kind. What our Gemara is saying, that a chatzah mishtameres is kaina, if you're Oymer Vitzidai, it's saying that becomes a chatzah mishtameres. It's not a new kinyan. Really, there's only chatzah mishtameres. The only type of chatzah that's kaina is a chatzah mishtameres, which normally means it has a wall around it. Our Gemara is machadish, that a chatzah she'ena mishtameres. If you're standing there, it becomes a chatzah mishtameres. Because what's the difference if I build a fence around it or if I stand there? The whole point is that it's mishumer. So according to this Hesber, a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, when me standing there, becomes a chatzah mishtameres. That's why it's kind of. Mistaver? Huh?
Why would you need the
Amira? You're right. You're right. That would be an afkamina if you go to his husband. Hold on a second. The chatzer. So according to this first hesber, you know what's going on. We're saying that a chatzer sheinu mishtameres is never kaina, never ever. Chatzer is never kaina. When we say chatzer sheinu mishtameres is kaina, if you're standing there, the word is it becomes a chatzer mishtameres. Is that the way you learn pashut? No. Look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Why does Rashi say that? I think Rashi's saying it, no? No, Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, Oyme Betzidai becomes Mishtameres, the Ashafi Mishtameres al Yadai. So Chayr Rashi learns this first Mahalach. The Chotze Sheinu Mishtameres is not a new kingdom. Chotze Sheinu Mishtameres is never kind. All we have is a Gili Kra, the Chotze Mishtameres is kind. That's it. Chatzah Mishtameres is kaina, yeah. That needs, if you're standing there, if you're Ayma Betzida, it becomes Mishtameres, and that's why it's kaina. That's what we're saying now. According to this Mahalach, what would be if I own 1,000 acres of land? And I go stand at the entrance of the 1,000 acres of land. And I see, you know, way off yonder on the next mountain, which I also own, I see a deer, a Tzvi Shavar. I say, oh, I want to be kaina. Not going to work. Why is it not going to work? It's not Mishtameres. My standing there has to be that by my standing there, it's Mishtameres that way. So it's very good in a small property. It's a large property where I can't, there's no Shmira through my standing there. It won't be kaina. The whole vart of Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres working, the Ayma Betzida is because it becomes a Chatzah Mishtameres. The other way to learn would be no. The Guf HaChatzah has to be Mishtameres for it to be a Kenyan. For Chatzah Mishtameres, it means the Guf HaChatzah is Mishtameres. Chatzah itself is Mishtameres. If I have a Chatzah She'ina Mishtameres, we're talking here about a new Kenyan. We're not talking here about that old Kenyan. We're talking about a brand new Kenyan. We had Kenyan Chatzish Mishtameres, we had Kenyan Dalet Amis, and now talking about Chatzish Sheinu Mishtameres, which is a totally new Kenyan. It's not the same Kenyan that we talked about previously. We're talking now about a Chatzish Sheinu Mishtameres, and the halacha of a Chatzish Sheinu Mishtameres is that it's kaina by Ayma Betzidai. If a person's there, it's kaina. Like most Kenyanim require a human being to be there for the Kenyan. There's a new Kenyan called Chatzish Sheinu Mishtameres. And maybe it's a new takana derabana. So it's a king deraisa, king derabana. I'm not sure, but the takana, the deraisa of chatzim miyashen and mishtameres is ayme betzida. It's a new type of kenyan. It's a totally different kenyan.
It's not
kenyan
chatzim.
What?
A new kenyan.
It's a kenyan chatzim shein mishtameres. It's a different kenyan. It's not yet a kenyan chatzim that we had before. Now. Rabbi Shimon brings a nafgamina. He says there'll be a nafgamina if, let's say, I hire someone to stand by the side of my field. I have a chatzah she'ena mishtameres. And I shouldn't say hire someone, then I get into Yad Poel Yad Rabbi. Let's say I make a shliach. I make a shliach to stand there. I make a shliach, I say, you know, in case the Tzvi Shavar comes by, I'd like you to, somebody wouldn't say it that way. I say, stand there, make sure nobody trespasses on my land. I want you to stand there, make sure that my land is safe. Now, if the person I hire is a Bar Shlichus, he's a Yisrael, a Gadol, nothing to talk about. Shluch HaShalom Kabaisa, there's no difference if I stand there, or if I make a Shliach to stand there. But what happens if he's a Lav Bar Shlichus? The person I tell to stand there is a lav bar shlichus. I take a guy, I tell the guy, watch my field. What's the din now? Is that chotzer kaina for me? I specifically go out and I get a guy, I tell him, watch my field, no one should trespass on my field, or my property. Stand there and make sure. Well, Sophia Rice, what should be? If you learn the first way, that the idea of Oimer B'tzido is to make it Mishtameres. So there's nothing to talk about. Then Avada, it's good. Wasn't it as I build a fence, or if I set up a person? Wasn't it as if I'm watching it, or someone else is watching it? If the whole purpose of Oimer B'tzido is to make it Mishtameres, so then just like I could do it, so my shliach could do it also. And even if he's la bar shlichus, the point is that the kinyan is happening. The kinyan is working. However, if this is a new kinyan, there's a new kinyan here. There's a new kinyan called the Eimer B'tzad Sadeu. That if you have a field that can't be kind by itself, the field has no kayach to be kind, it's Eimer B'tzad. But we have here a new kinyan. If a person's Eimer B'tzad Sadeu, we can be kind of things. So this kinyan is like Hagbah, and Meshicha, and Mesira, and Chazaka, all other kinyanim. If it's a kinyan I have to do, it's either I do it, or if I don't do it, I get my shliach to do it. But to get a person who's not me and not my shliach, it doesn't work. I'm doing... Oimer B'tzida is a way, I have a new way of being kind of things. If I'm Oimer B'tzad, Chatz Hashanah Mishtameres, I can be kind of things. Obviously, it has to be done by my chassid.
Once I have this
chassid,
that somebody's oimer b'tzida, I need somebody to be oimer b'tzida.
What does oimer b'tzida do?
Not that it makes it. It's a new kinyan. The new kinyan of chassid oimer b'tzida. It's a new din. Fine, whatever you want to learn, but it still works the same way as chassid mishtameres.
Mechitaisi works the same as a chassid mishtameres. We're going to see that it doesn't work the same way, at least from some rishonim. That it doesn't work the same way.
What?
No, the field itself is not mishtameres. The guf hachotzer is not a chotzer hamishtameres. It's if I'm standing there, I'm watching the field, but the chotzer is not a chotzer hamishtameres.
Why
is it
by having a fence?
Usually, by having a fence.
So what's the deal with your fence?
It's not the guf hachatzer. The chatzer itself is not a mishtameres. Now it's an hechatimsa mishtameres. What would be if I would have a chatzer, and I know there are no human beings within miles around it? So that makes it mishtameres. The guf hachatzer is not mishtameres. I know no one's going to take it because there are no people around it. But the guf hachatzer is not mishtameres. So if I have a person standing by the door, so that the argument is, the second way of learning is that it doesn't make it. The guf hachatz is mishtameres. The guf hachatz is not mishtameres. What?
The person you hire to wash the field
can
just walk away. And the fence doesn't walk away.
All right. The fence is the guf hasadeh. It's the sadeh itself. Here, even if you chain the person down, but it's not the sadeh. The sadeh itself. What?
A lomdish
mishtameres probably is not a mishtameres. It only shows you from a lamdin who knows lavud. Someone's not a lamdin who doesn't know threads are a wool. It's not going to help. Mishtameres has to be physically mishtameres.
What makes it
mishtameres then? Well, the gather of mishtameres, we'll have to see. But we spoke about it a little when we discussed Ramesha. Whatever mishtameres means, let's say someone's nitvas kaganet. If he's there, he would clearly be trespassing a place he's not supposed to be. Okay, that's probably the taitch of mishtameres. So if it's not mishtameres, if it's a place that people just stop and walk, so then Miami B'tzidai doesn't make a mishtameres. This machloik is taisis in the Rambam. Pasha pshat should be tali in this chakira. Pasha pshat, before you get into any pupulim, the Mukhi Yosef or the Ritva, the Pasha pshat in this machloik is, do you need an Amira, you don't need an Amira. Pashtus is tali in this chakira. We know that Chatzeri Shal Adam is kind of like Shalai Midaiti. That a person's chatzer, if I have a chatzer, it's kind of Shalai Midaiti. If a chatzer, Sheinim Ishtameris, when I'm standing there, either me or my shliach or my guy is standing there, becomes a chatzer mishtameres, now it should be kind of without amira, without das. If I'm standing by the entrance area to the chatzer and I'm not letting people come in, so not only I shouldn't need amira, which is machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos. I shouldn't even need yidia, even if I don't know it's there. And my back is turned. I'm not facing the chatzah. I'm facing the people. I'm not letting anybody in. That should be enough. Not only I shouldn't need an amira, I shouldn't even need a gilui das. I shouldn't even need das. Forget about gilui das, shoyme das. I don't even need das bechlal. Because if it becomes a chatzah hamishtameres, a chatzah hamishtameres is kind of without amira, without das. So that the first way of learning that when you're standing by a chatzah shein hamishtameres, it becomes a chatzah hamishtameres, doesn't fit with the pashtus, with the Rambam Shita. It fits with Taisus. That you don't need amira, you don't need das either. You just need to be shein of the field.
How can he shein of the field if he doesn't know there's something there?
He doesn't let anybody in. Why does he have to know what's there?
I think he can go out.
So nachinami. If it's going to be a deer that can run away, nachinami. So to be mishtameres, maybe I have to know. But the klal of chotzei shem mishtameres kain will be kind as long as it becomes mishtameres by my being there. As long as I make it effectively mishtameres. If it's a tzvi, nachinami, I would have to know. Because otherwise it will run out. If it's an object, I don't even have to know about it. It'll be kind of. The point is that the human being only has to make it mishtameres. He doesn't have to do more. Once he makes it mishtameres, there's no halacha you need his das or his amira. You may need his das to make it mishtameres in the case of a tzvi shavar. You certainly don't need his amira to make it mishtameres. And the Rambam, who gives different dinim to chatz shede mishtameres, Mistama does not learn the first way. He probably learns the second way. He doesn't learn that by being there becomes mishtameres. The Rambam learns that chatzer shein mishtameres is a new kinyan. Chazal set up chatzer, dalaramis, and chatzer shein mishtameres. Chatzer shein mishtameres is a brand new kinyan. Hayais, it's a new kinyan. It's kind of even a shloimidas the person. It's kind of dafka with the amira of the person. Not like a regular chatzah. It has its own rules. This is the glatta way to learn in this machlokes, that the Rambam is learning it's a separate kinyan, and Tosfos learns it's oisei kinyan.
Maybe the amira is part of the amira tzatzeh. How do you know that amira tzatzeh would work without the amira and that?
If you hold it's chat to make it the first way or second way.
Even if you hold that, it's making it.
If it's making it mishtamer, why do I need amira for?
Because that's part of amira's part of the da.
But remember, amira of what? Saying that zosali sadi.
Right.
Now, if I stand there and I have an amira, I say nobody go into my field. That's good enough to make it shamor. And yet, like the Rambam, it's not good enough to be kind. If I say the Rambam doesn't say he says don't let nobody come in. The Rambam says he says zosali sadi. It sounds from the Rambam that even he's letting people in. He's letting everybody go in. But he says, Zosali Sadi, that's what makes the Kenyan. So, Sait's not Mishtamer. And even if it is Mishtamer, but it's not as Kenyan Chatzah Mishtameres. That's what it sounds like from the Shittas of Rambam. That Zosali Sadi is Dafka. Now, if this two Nafkaminas are true, I'm just not sure about a third nafkamina. When I'm standing b'tzad sadeyu, when I have this gigantic field, there's no fence around it. It's a big field, and people take shortcuts in it all the time. Now I'm standing b'tzad sadeyu, and there's a tzvi shavur or a chayfitz, which fell a mile away. I could see it across the valley in my chatzur. I want it to be kind of. Now, let's make a cheshbon, is it kaino or not? According to the first way, would it be kaino? According to the first way, if oimid b'tzad sadeyu means I make it mishtameres, so if I have a chefetz that I could see a mile away in my chatzer, I'm standing b'tzad sadeyu, but it's a long sade, and I could see far away there's something there. Should it be kaino for me if you learn the first way? The first way is that Oimei B'tzad Sadeyu turns it into a Chatzah Mishtameres. So what should be if it's far away? Huh? it's far away. L'chayr, it's not mishtameres now. If I'm a betzatzadeh who has to turn it into a chotzah mishtameres, so then if it's a mile away, it's ain't a mishtameres, so it shouldn't work. L'chayr, that's pashut. L'chayr, that's pashut true that way. That if it's very far away and I'm standing betzatzadeh, it doesn't work. It just says Nesivis and Simon Reish, Sivkot and Gimel says this. That if I'm on one side of the field and there's something far away, distance away, my standing is not going to help. Now that's zikha true if you learn the first way. That standing turns it into a chatza mishtameres. What about if you learn the second way? The second way to learn is that this is a new kinyan.
What's the point of making mishtameres? What's mishtameres? Standing on the side, what do you watch? What point?
So up to a point I can control. Until where my control is my gear, it works. If somebody will come in, I would chase him away. But there's some mokim rachat, we could argue how close, but there's some distance where I can't control it. So there it's not mishtameres. Question is, which is not so clear, is according to the Rambam, the Shitas HaRambam, that it's not kainal tzchotza mishtameres. That's kind of now, this new idea that if I stand near my field is kind of for me. What happens if it's far away? Is it also kaina or it's not also kaina? Here, I don't know.
It's
a regular kinyan.
This makes it a kosher kinyan.
Hashtas, you're right. If it's akbah, it's a good kinyan.
Right.
Even if
it's very far away.
If it's a kinyan, if it works, it works. It's my field, and I'm even betzida. It should work. The Nesivis, though, says that even according to the Rambam, if it's far away, it won't work. Because even if you'll hold, I think Nesivis' lashon is, even if you'll hold Chatzis Sheinu Mishtameres, only works Mekayach Yodai. It's not like a Chatzis Mishtameres, which could be Shlucha. But even if you're going to hold, it only works, it's like his Yad, like an extension of him. Nevertheless, it has to be dumya diyadai. It has to be like his hand, which is something close by. How close by, he doesn't say. But Nesivis, if I understand what he's saying correctly, he's saying that if it's far away, even the Rambam will be made it's not kaina. Because it still needs dumya diyadai, which means it still has to be easily accessible to him, like his hand, which is right by him all the time. And that's something that's very far away. How far away, I don't know. But there's a certain distance where it doesn't work. So state in the Sivis. The Sivis says this is not a nafgamina between the two tzadim. Although in Svarach Yitzayna, I might have said that it is. Chatzah Mishtameres, a very big field, is kinda because the person could be miles away. As long as the fence is around the whole, you don't need any people there. As long as the fence is around the field, it works. Because anybody walking in would be inappropriate, would be obviously trespassing the field.
And it doesn't go as far as the fence goes.
Right. Only as far as he goes. Which, according to the first way of learning, is Pashut. As far as he's Mishaymer. According to the second way, it's a Chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch, when it brings this din of a chatzah being kaina, and it says that a person has to be v'husha aimed b'tzidai, Shulchan Aruch brings a yesh aimrin, which I believe the makar is a Magad Mishnah, who say that it's not enough aymed b'tzidai. You have to be aymed b'saychai. Don't think aymed b'tzidai in the Gemara, v'usha aymed b'tzad sadeyu, means you could be right outside the door, outside of your field. That's not taich, aymed b'tzidai. Taich is that you have to be in the field. You could be on the side, in the field, on the side of the field. But you have to be in the field It's inadequate to be standing right outside the field. And the makar for that is a Mishnah we had in Gitnai and Zayin, in Perak, where you threw a get into a woman's house. It said, "Vehi aimedes b'saych be'isa." The lashon was that she's in the house, which the Magen Mishnah means takes to understand that the geder of a kinyan be'echas she'ena mishtameres is that with a person standing there is required that you need b'saych chatzayra, b'saych be'isa, that you have to be there, mamish inside. And the Ramah brings this as a yeshayim in halacha. Does this shita make sense the first way? This shita, that you have to be in the field, not right outside the door. If you learn the first way we learned, like Rashi learns, would this shita make sense? Huh?
No, it's more field dust.
It makes no sense.
I'm
sitting right outside the door, it's different than if I'm right inside.
It's field dust, I'm inside the field, I'm in the current.
If the whole purpose of standing there is to turn a chatzah she'ena mishtameres into a chatzah mishtameres, so why is it I'm standing inside or right outside the door? To turn it into mishtameres, that you're masking, there's no difference. Unless you come up with a different reason. But to turn it into a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, there's no difference I'm standing right outside the door or I'm inside. What's the difference? This Magen Mishnah Shita, that it's necessary to be in it, it's not enough near it. Pashtus stims with the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah always goes with the Rambam. It stims with the Rambam that it's a new Kenyan. It doesn't seem to stim. If you hold that Ayme Bitsida is to make it into a Chatzah Mishtameres, so what if they're in it? What's the difference? You're in it or next to it? Mayinaf Kamina. No? Why in it? If you hold that you need Atamina Shlichus, so what's the difference inside or outside? Stop is explaining the Amira. Why you need an Amira is Atamina Shlichus. Not explaining why you need standing there. If this is a new Kenyan, the Chazal Misakin, a new Yad of a person, so then we can understand. I wouldn't say it's Mukhrach, but we can understand. And that's the way the Nesivis is still the same Nesivis, I think, in Simon Reish, Sivkot, and Gimel. He explains this shita that you have to be standing there. That it's your yad. That this shita holds, that this kinyan works because Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres is your yad. It's your yad, so it has to be done the yad. It's mamish there, it's mamish with you. So l'chayra, this would also be tali in this machlaikis, in the two ways to learn, would also be tali in this. I believe in the Kuntrasei Shiurim, Simon Yud Aleph Aizvav. Augustine, I think, was a Talmud of Rav Shimon. He uses this machlaikis to be masber, this chakira, he plugs it into Taisus and the Rambam, like we're doing today. And he's tailored this machlaikis in it. There would be a fourth nafkamina. So right now we have three nafkaminas. One nafkamina Amira, the Rambam and Taisvis. One nafkamina, if you need Aimu B'Seicha Yobitzadeu, the Magen Mishnah and the other Rishayim. And Rav Shimon's Chilek, if someone is not a Shliach, is Shaymer, whether it's good enough. There may be a fourth nafkamina. There's another Machlaikis Rishayim we're going to have in Yer Aleph Amid Beis. If I want to give you a matana, I want to give you a matana. And the way I do it is I go to your chatzar and I put it into your chatzar. And I'm not going to tell you, you don't know anything about it. Now, by chatzah hamishtameres, pashat. Chatzah hamishtameres, nothing to talk about. Chatzah hamishtameres is kind of l'adam shalai midaitai. So chatzah she'ein hamishtameres, it certainly would work. A chatzah mishtameres, it certainly would work. By a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, I go to you, I have a chatzah she'ena mishtameres. And I put something down there which be'etzem shouldn't be kaida. Does das acheres makna help? You're not in the betzida, you're not there, you're far away. And I come and I put it, stomach, if I put it on your front stoop, on the steps in front of your house, does das acheres makna? Are you kinda by a chatzah she'ena mishtameres? The Shita Mekubetzes on the Amud Beis says that it helps. He says, what's the difference if I'm Aymed Betzidai or if the giver is Aymed Betzidai? What's the difference? If I'm standing there, the person giving it to me is standing there and putting it there. It's kind of either way. And the Rambam in Hilchas Chiya says that it does not work. That a Matana, you can't be kinder with a Chatzah Sheinu Mishtameres. L'chayrit, this is totally in the same achlaikas. If the whole vart of chatzah she'ena mishtameres is that if someone's watching it, it becomes mishtameres, and it's my chatzah mishtameres, so it's like the Shita Mekubetzes. If someone comes and he puts it down in a place where I could be kind of it, so that's, it's kind of for me. So what's the difference if I watch it or the giver watches it? It's kind of for me. Masha'en kein, if you hold like the Rambam, that it's a new kinyan. It's a new kinyan that if I'm standing there, I could be kind of something with my Amira, like Kagboa, Mashiach, and Masira work, I could be kind of things this way, so I could be kind of things this way. But somebody else giving it to me this way can't give it to me. If I'm not Oymeh B'Tzatzadeyu, I don't have a kinyan of Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres. Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres is a kinyan of Oymeh B'Tzatzadeyu. I'm not Oymeh B'Tzatzadeyu. What? You know, like he'll be mafkirit and then he'll be kind of for me. He'll be shame of the field for me. It could be it works. But the Rambam says it doesn't work. I understand. But the Rambam holds. We have to be masvid the Rambam. So the Rambam holds that this new kinyan of Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres requires Aymed Betzidai Mamish. We have to be mamish standing there. So this is a fourth potential nafkamina. The fourth nafkamina, the mail is, we know the Rambam says it. We're not just guessing that the Rambam would hold this way. We know the Rambam says it. Now, the other nafka mina, have to be standing in the field. We don't know that. We know the Magen Mishnah says it. So these are all hagdorois in the concept of Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres being kaina. I think that if you look around the Achrayim, Ruba de Ruba will learn the first way. I noticed in the Lashon of the Machne Ephraim on this Gemara, they all use a Lashon that Ayma B'tzidai makes it Mishtameres. So I think Ruba de Ruba are going to learn that Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres, Ayma B'tzidai becomes Mishtameres, which is fine because Ruba de Ruba hold you don't need Amira. And Ruba de Ruba hold you don't need Ayma B'saicha, it's enough Ayma B'tzatzadei. I think most Rishayim are going to come out this way. It's the Rambam who has what appears to be a Das Yachid in the Sugya. That the Rambam holds that, no, you need an Amira, and you have to, if the Rambam holds Ayma B'Saychai, again, I can't prove, but the Magen Mishnah says that way, you need Ayma B'Saychai Mamish, and that doesn't work by Matana. All these Shitas are a Shita of the Rambam, and it's all going with not the way we simply would have learned the Din of Ayma B'Tzidai. So this basically is the side of Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres, the two ways to learn Chatzah Mishtameres, and the basic machlokesim that are that it's done. There's one other inyan here that I'd like to share with you that we had last year a Ramban and a Rajba in Perek Hazayrik. I just like the Chaz of the Ramban and the Rajba because we spoke about it quite a bit, and I hope you it sounds familiar. If it doesn't, at least it will renew. There was a Gemara we had last year about a man who gives his wife a get. Asa yada katafris. She made her hands, katafris means at an angle down, and he put the get in her hands, and it rolled off her hands and fell on the floor. That was the case. Asa yada katafris, she made a hand at an angle, and it rolled off. You don't remember from last year, you remember from Asa Shabbos. Right? Okay. She made her hand at an angle, and get rolled off her hand, so it said that it's not kaina, because katafris means liquid, means rolling, is not kaina. So both the Ramban and the Rajba is the kasha from our Gemara. A person's hand is kaina like a chatz is kaina. So here, osayada katafris, it seems something which is not going to stay, which is going to roll off, is not kaina atz chatz. So they asked, this tzvi shavur, this deer, it's the same thing as katafris. You have a tzvi shavur, and it's in my field. I guarantee you, if you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, it's not going to stay there. Right? Even a tzvi with a broken leg, it's going to roll away. It's going to go away. It's not going to stay there. So if you hold that something which is going to roll away is kaina, because right now I could grab it. So when you put a get in her hand, and it's at an angle, it should also be kaina, because she could grab it, even if she didn't grab it. So if you hold that that's good enough, it should be good enough there. And if you hold over there, it's not good enough because it's going to roll off. So here also shouldn't be good. So the Ramban and the Rajba both ask Astira the two sugyas. And they say two different terutzim. To remember which is which. The Ramban answered that there's a difference between Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Mamon. That by Hilchas Gittin, itaka doesn't work. You need a Nosam b'yada, you need that it should be a solid nesina into our hand. And by mamonis it works. As long as for a time it's there, it's good enough. That's what? That was the Rajba's Teretz. Okay, I don't remember which was which. Perhaps that was the Rajba's Teretz then. So the Rajba says the difference between mamon and get. The other Teretz, which then that was the Ramban's Teretz, the Ramban said, Alam Disha Teretz, he said that it depends on the guf hachotzer. If the chotzer itself is straight, and the reason the thing is going to go away is because it can run, so then it's kaina. Also, yada katafris, the chsaron is that the thing that has to do the kinyan, which is the hand is at an angle. The hand, which is like the chotzer, the hand is messed up, it's at an angle. So there, it's not kaina, because the thing that has to do the kinyan is not kaina. Mesha'en kein, in our Mishnah, where the thing that has to do the kinyan, which is the chotzer, is good, so there it's kaina, even if it's eventually going to roll away or blow away. If it's a windy day, and the thing that blows into my chotzer is going to blow away, I'm still kaina. Because the guf ha-chotzer is not a katafis. The chotzer itself is good. So therefore, even if it's a windy day and something blows into my chotzer, I could be kaina, even though it's going to blow away in a minute. If the field itself has chesroinus in it, if there's something wrong with the field, so if I have in the middle of my field a stream of water, and something hefka blows into the stream of water, so there it's going to roll, it's going to blow away. The water is it's going to go away. It's chesroinus in the chotzer itself. So then maybe that's the same thing as katafris, and that won't be kaina. As long as the chatzar is good, it's good.
Wind is
the third fact. It's not the chatzar, not the head. So that's what the Rashba says. The wind is the same as the wind means the chatzar is good, like and there's a side thing makin.
The same way you have a stream in the chatzar, you have a wind in the chatzar. The wind could be as bad as the stream.
We could argue with the stream example, but the wind example is good. I looked at the stream as being yours. It could be your right. The water was also not yours, maybe. I don't know. But the wind example, if the chatzar is solid, then it works. That's what they said. Right, so we said the nafkamina would be if something is thrown into your hand is straight, is normal. But something is thrown into your hand in a way that it's going to pop out of your hand. It's going to roll out of your hand. It's thrown with force. And if you don't close your hand, it's going to pop out. So that would be a nafkamina. According to what we're saying, side like the Ramban, side the Rajba, it'll work. According to the Rajba, it works because your hand is straight. Your chatzar is a good chatzar, it's just something else affecting it. And according to the Ramban, it'll work, or the Rajba, whichever sheet, the other tarots, it'll work, because by Mammon, it works. So So that would be the nafkamina that we had between the two cases. I mentioned a couple of nafkaminas. Then I mentioned the nafkamina of when they throw bags in shul, and a kid, somebody's trying to catch it, and it hits his hand, and it pops out. So someone in the audience last year mentioned the example of the baseball in the stands, which lands in someone's glove, and it pops out, which is not kaina. But according to this, will be kaina. As long as the glove was straight, it'll be kaina, because side the Ramban, like the first tarot, it's kaina, because my mom, it's kaina. And side the Guf HaChatzar is good, so it's also kaina. Right, so this is as far as the kinyanim. Now tomorrow, we're going to do the sugi here of Shikha, which we're going to go through quickly. We'll go all the way down. It's really one set of kashas and terutzim. It's a very difficult gemara. If you have what seems to be an obvious kasha, so come over to me, because it seems to me anybody who learns the gemara should have, there seems to be one obvious kasha which makes the whole sugya not make sense. And although you can learn the Shaka Vitaria, it doesn't not make sense. You can learn the Shaka Vitaria, but there should be one thing that bothers us. And if you have the kasha tomorrow, I'll show you where to.